Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Flipside A. Tourist's Guide on How to Navigate the Afterlife by Richard Martini is a contemporary spirituality and afterlife exploration book that blends investigative reporting, personal memoir, and material drawn from hypnosis-based accounts. Martini, an award-winning filmmaker and writer, approaches the question of what happens after death by focusing on the life between lives framework popularized by hypnotherapist Michael Newton. Rather than presenting a purely theological argument, the book leans on patterns Martini says emerge from many independent between life regression sessions conducted by trained practitioners, alongside interviews and transcript style excerpts from recorded sessions associated with his documentary work. The stated aim is to offer readers a guided, accessible tour of recurring afterlife themes as described by hypnotic subjects, including reunion with loved ones, encounters with guides or teachers, review of a completed life, and preparation for future incarnations. The tone is designed to be engaging and readable while still positioning the material as research-oriented narrative nonfiction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Life Between Lives framework as the book's organizing map. A central topic in Flipside is the idea of a distinct interlife state, often described as the life between lives, where consciousness continues after physical death. Martini frames this as a navigational map for readers, not a rigid doctrine, using the recurring structure reported in deep hypnosis sessions, transition out of the body, reorientation, meeting familiar presences, and moving into a reflective learning environment. The emphasis is on commonality across accounts, which the book treats as meaningful even when the details differ from person to person. By using the life between lives structure as an organizing spine, Martini can connect diverse experiences into a coherent sequence that reads like a travel guide through unfamiliar territory. Importantly, the book positions these descriptions as experiential reports obtained under hypnosis rather than as proof in a laboratory sense. That distinction matters to how the reader is asked to engage the material is presented as evidence drawn from testimony, patterns, and practitioner observations. The result is a framework that encourages readers to consider the possibility of continuity of consciousness, while also noticing how narrative, symbolism, and personal expectation might shape what is reported in altered states. Secondly, hypnosis-based testimony and the role of trained practitioners. Another major topic is method how between-life accounts are gathered and what Martini believes makes them useful. The book frequently references hypnotherapists trained in approaches associated with Michael Newton, and it draws on interviews with practitioners as well as session excerpts and summaries. This emphasis serves two functions. First, it creates a sense that the material is not limited to one therapist or one cultural setting, but appears across many sessions conducted by different professionals. Second, it lets Martini discuss the practical realities and limits of hypnosis-based exploration suggestibility, the need for careful questioning, and the importance of letting subjects describe what they experience in their own language. While the book is sympathetic to the value of these accounts, it also implicitly invites readers to think about how evidence is constructed in fields that rely on narrative data. Martini presents the practitioner network as a distributed source of observation, where consistency becomes a key argument. For readers, this topic clarifies why the book is less a single case story and more a compilation-style investigation. It also helps explain the book's accessible tone. The author uses interviews and storytelling to translate specialized therapeutic contexts into a format that general readers can follow. Thirdly, reunion, soul groups, and guidance in the reported afterlife landscape. Flipside repeatedly returns to themes of connection, the idea that the afterlife, as reported in these sessions, is relational rather than solitary. Accounts commonly describe reunion with loved ones, and contact with guiding intelligences often framed as teachers, elders, or spirit guides. Martini uses these recurring motifs to argue that the interlife environment is portrayed as supportive and oriented toward understanding, not fear. He also discusses the notion of soulmates and soul groups as ways subjects explain enduring bonds and repeated encounters across lifetimes. In the book's presentation, these relationships are not merely comforting details, but part of the proposed mechanics of learning souls are said to collaborate, support one another through difficult incarnations, and review outcomes together. The emphasis on guidance also shapes the book's core promise as a tourist's guide, suggesting that readers can approach death with less anxiety if they imagine a structured, familiar welcome on the other side. At the same time, Martini generally treats the descriptions as reports that may blend metaphor, memory, and belief, encouraging readers to focus on patterns and meaning rather than insisting on a single literal interpretation. This topic is key to the book's emotional resonance as well as its conceptual model of postmortem purpose. Fourthly, life review, learning, and a non-punitive moral logic. A striking theme in the book is the moral architecture implied by many between-life accounts instead of punishment. Subjects often describe reflection, review, and learning. Martini highlights narratives in which a person revisits choices and consequences, sometimes from multiple viewpoints, as a way to understand impact rather than to receive condemnation. This approach can be challenging for readers who expect an afterlife model based on reward and retribution. And the book's reception includes some discomfort with the idea that evil is not punished beyond a reflective process. Martini uses that tension to underscore how different this framework is from more punitive religious cosmologies. The guiding claim is that growth is the primary objective, and that accountability is experienced as insight and empathy rather than external sentencing. In the book's telling, this review process is part of preparation for future choices, reinforcing the broader theme that consciousness is engaged in long-term development across more than one lifetime. By centering learning and perspective-taking, Martini positions the afterlife as an extension of meaning, making rather than an endpoint. This topic also supports the book's practical appeal. Readers may find a vocabulary for thinking about regret, forgiveness, and personal responsibility without relying on fear-based motivation. Lastly, free will, planned challenges, and the purpose of incarnation, Flipside places considerable weight on the relationship between choice and destiny. Martini discusses a view often reported in these sessions. Souls are said to participate in planning aspects of an upcoming life, including difficult circumstances, in order to develop specific qualities such as compassion, courage, or patience. In this model, karmic law is not portrayed as an impersonal sentence, but as something shaped and sometimes overridden by free will and intentional learning goals. That balance allows the book to argue that suffering can have meaning without implying that pain is deserved. It also reframes life's hardships as challenges that may have been consciously accepted, sometimes with the support of loved ones or guides, as part of a broader curriculum. Martini connects this to his own search for understanding after personal loss, using the investigative journey to explore how people make sense of grief and apparent randomness. The topic is especially significant because it is where the book's metaphysics meets everyday psychology. If a reader accepts even part of this framing, it can change how they interpret setbacks, relationships, and fear of death. If they do not accept it literally, the narrative still functions as a provocative thought experiment about agency, meaning, and the stories humans use to endure uncertainty. In conclusion, Flipside is best suited to readers who are curious about afterlife research in the broad, popular sense, and who are open to hypnosis-based testimony as a source of exploratory evidence. It will likely appeal to fans of Michael Newton-style life between lives material, as well as readers interested in near-death experience literature, reincarnation themes, and contemporary spiritual inquiry that blends reporting with personal narrative. The primary benefit is not a falsifiable proof of an afterlife, but a structured way to think about what such an afterlife could be like if the recurring patterns described in regression sessions reflect something real, symbolic, or psychologically meaningful. Many readers will find comfort in its emphasis on reunion, guidance, and learning rather than punishment, and may also gain new language for processing grief and existential fear. Compared with similar books, Martini stands out for a filmmaker's storytelling sensibility and for integrating interviews and transcript-style material into a guided tour format rather than a purely theoretical treatise. The book's tone is designed to be accessible and sometimes provocative, encouraging readers to test their assumptions about morality, free will, and the purpose of human life. Whether approached as spiritual hypothesis, narrative evidence, or a reflection on meaning, it aims to shift how readers contemplate death and the continuity of consciousness. If you would like to support Richard Martini, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.